Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views and the views of our guest. Now, this afternoon, our guest is to be Joel Skousen. Joel, are you there? All right, fine. Well, what, do you have his number? Well, anyway, Joel hopefully will be with us very, very shortly, and we're going to be discussing, of course, some of the current events that are unfolding. But, you know, as you look and see what's going on in the Near East, why, we're giving all sorts of money and weapons to the Palestinian, Fatah part of the Palestinian movement, who are supposedly fighting with Hamas. And, of course, Hamas is supposed to be the extremists. Fatah is supposed to be the moderates. But both groups are dedicated to the destruction of Israel. And what most people do not understand is that Hamas, the radical part of the Palestinian Liberation Movement, was formed by the CIA and by the Israelis themselves, going back some years. And this is all covered in a book we carry called The Devil's Game. Now, supposedly, why they formed this radical form of Islam, because they thought it would be a means of getting the various factions within Islam fighting one another. And it is for exactly the same reason that today we are funding the Shia Muslims, and they make up the majority of the army, the majority of the police force, the majority of the government there in Iraq. And, of course, then the Shias are fighting the Sunnis. But don't you worry, we're financing and arming the Sunnis now, who are fighting the Shias, who are arming. But we're arming the Sunnis because supposedly they're going to be fighting the radicals, the Al-Qaeda terrorists, who are creating all the trouble in their communities, in their areas. So we're going to arm both sides, the Sunnis and the Shias. Does that really make any sense? It makes sense if you follow what's gone on for so many years, where time after time we finance both sides in wars. We financed the Iranians during the Iran-Iraq War. We financed the Iraqis during the Iran-Iraq War. And what most people do not know is that as part of the agreement for the October surprise, where we got the Iranians to hold the hostages that had been taken, remember, we're always wearing the yellow ribbons, you know, we want the hostages to come home. Well, actually, of course, the Iranians were quite willing to send the hostages home until George Bush went over. He was, of course, running as vice president at the time. And he made a deal with the Iranians that they would continue to hold the American hostages until Ronald Reagan was released. And in return for that, we would give them massive amounts of weapons, which we did. And we smuggled those weapons to them, but we could not let the American people know that we paid the Iranians to hold our hostages so that Ronald Reagan would be elected president. That's known as the October surprise, and it was carried out in 1980. Now, I actually talked to the CIA official who flew George Bush over to Paris in a Blackbird, and he was able to get him over and back in an afternoon, a very, very rapid plane. And but we can't let the American people know that actually had given Saddam Hussein the money and the material to build his biological weapons. If you doubt that, give us a call and ask for the clipping when an enemy becomes an ally, and we'll be back in just a moment here, hopefully with Joel Skousen.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost.
Dial 1-800-221-5756.
We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-221-5756. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-221-5756. 1-800-221-5756.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills, overlooking beautiful and picturesque Saint Monterey Bay. And I guess no, Joel's not here yet, is he? He is here. Hi, Joel. How are you? You go right ahead.
I'm fine, Dr. Stan. Yes, they put me in by stealth, so you didn't know I was here.
Okay, fine. Well, you go ahead and pick us up. Of course, Joel Skousen writes the World Affairs Brief. And he just finished writing the one for this week, so I'm sure we're going to get a preview of it. You pick up the ball and run with it, Joe.
Thanks, you, Dr. Stan. Our major story is understanding the manipulation of America's choice for president. You know, if your listeners take time to look closely at how the media promotes supposedly top candidates, or determines who's top and who's not, or suddenly begins promoting a new candidate who's not currently in the running, we'll get a glimpse into how the powers that be make sure that America only gets to vote on people selected by them. Now, the powers that be have a real problem with the rising popularity of Representative Ron Paul, whose fast-gaining popularity is the only reliable and principled anti-war and limited government candidate. And a significant number of voters, frankly, are tired of the pro-war Republicans and disgusted with the go-along Democrats. So in response, the powers that be, in my opinion, are preparing at least three controlled candidates designed to torpedo America's growing political rebellion. That would be New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, former Senator and actor Fred Thompson, and former House Speaker Newt Gingrich. So in this week's brief, I'm going to help people try to understand what these kingmakers are up to. But first of all, let's go through a review on how the major candidates are doing and which ones are, in my opinion, controlled. And on the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton has the lead according to the media polls. Now, these polls can be manipulated by as much as 25%, depending on their computerized systems of phone numbers. You know, you can program a computer to essentially give you what appears to be random, but really isn't a random selection of numbers. You can pick demographic areas that are known to contain a higher percentage of liberals versus conservatives, or pro-war versus anti-war. There's many things they can do that even their own polling staffs won't know about. But the most important tactic is the constant media drumbeat that they give to people who are, quote, in the lead. If they say Hillary's in the lead, then it eventually becomes so. It's kind of like a self-fulfilling prediction. And the large blocks of unsophisticated inner-city Democratic voters that they concentrate on in these voter registration drives are particularly prone to voting for whoever is, quote, winning on the Democratic side. You know, people who work the Internet are much more discriminating and tend to determine who's voting not by popularity but by what the issues are. But people who, you know, essentially don't watch anything but television are very much easily manipulated. Now, Hillary owes her existence to the powers that be, having followed along in the Bill Clinton administration, where he was picked and promoted, both governor of Arkansas and later on as president, because he was an insider working to cover up the drug traffic of the CIA and other things in Arkansas, and that parlayed into his, you know, having sufficient charisma to be president. But he was a puppet during president, just as George W. Bush is today. Now, she knows that the powers that be exist. She agrees, I believe, with their globalist objectives, but surprisingly enough, she's determined to do her own thing if she wins the presidency. She's extremely foul-mouthed, rude, and dominant, and she's determined, in my opinion, not to be controlled if she gains the presidency, and the powers that be simply don't like that. Now, for this reason, it's my analysis that I do not believe they intend to let her win. The only way out is to get her out of their hair, is to let her run and lose. That essentially takes the air out of her big ego trip. In fact, I'm convinced that they will make sure she wins the nomination specifically because she's unelectable, and thus will help them ensure another Republican victory, which is a hard thing to do given the growing unpopularity of the Republican warmongering agenda. This will, of course, allow the Republicans, in the name of conservatism, only under a much more liberal mode even than George W. Bush, someone like Rudy Giuliani. So I think that's why they're going to push for Hillary Clinton, specifically because that's part and parcel of the attempt to sabotage this election in an otherwise Democratic slam-dump victory, which would be happen if they let Barack Obama, well, not Barack Obama, he's a political lightweight, he is charismatic, but too youthful in his responses, little real-world experience, and I just don't think, you know, that they're ready to promote Obama yet. He has a strong cult following, but that isn't enough to win. They will reserve him, I believe, for a run later on. As far as I've been able to determine, Barack Obama's not an insider or a knowing conspirator in this larger globalist conspiracy to undo American sovereignty. Though he is a predictable liberal and thus easily controlled. If he should win, however, he would have to be controlled by a bevy of CFR advisors, as they always put before any of the presidents to be their handlers. Now, the only other, there are two others in the Democratic fold. One is John Edwards. He's bright, charismatic, and wealthy. He's capable of giving both Hillary and Obama a run for their money, their big corporate money. And by the way, Hillary and Obama have both raised a tremendous amount of corporate donations, and it is these government-linked corporate donations which essentially give to any of the candidates who are being manipulated by the kingmakers so that they have the appearance of a horse race. But in fact, these things are very much controlled. Now, Edwards, in my opinion, is going to be the Howard Dean of this election cycle. You remember Howard Dean was somebody who made a couple of faux pas in the air, and they just played those over and over again until the public had totally discredited Howard Dean. So the media continues to focus on his mistakes, expensive haircuts, huge mansions. They call him John the Hare Edwards and those types of things. In order to turn off the core base of hardline leftists in the Democratic Party, you know, they want to don't want to deal with someone who is a total hypocrite about helping the poor and living a lavish lifestyle. That's part of what got Al Gore into trouble. In order to turn off the general public, his established advisors keep feeding John Edwards far-left socialist government solutions. They're not real solutions, but they call them solutions. So in the end, Edwards will not please the middle ground necessary to get the nomination or the election. Now, I personally don't think Edwards is a full insider either. He will be even less so once he sees how the powers that be treat him and cut him out of this race. Last on the Democratic list of potentials is Bill Richardson, governor of New Mexico. He's an old political hack from the Clinton machine. He is a globalist insider. He's cutting his own deals, state deals in New Mexico with the country of Mexico, his native Latino roots. He is native Latino. He speaks Spanish as his native language, though he speaks excellent English with hardly an accent. His candidacy will certainly resonate with pro-Hispanic Democratic voters, but in the current anti-immigration climate, this appeal would end up more negative than positive to most Americans. And as you are well aware, Dr. Stan, the immigration current among or the this immigration proposal before the Senate is extremely unpopular with most Americans, generally running almost 70% of Americans against granting any kind of amnesty before or after even enforcement. So they're really having to pull a rabbit out of a hat to pass this immigration bill. I've been told they're trying to vote on cloture this afternoon. I don't think they'll get it. But in any case, on the Republican side, the powers that be clearly are promoting the stature of former New York Republican Mayor Rudolph Giuliani as their top presidential choice. He's a fully corrupt globalist insider who, in my opinion, has full knowledge of that 9/11 was a government-connected insider job, because he was part of it. Calling him America's mayor and making him Time's Man of the Year after 9/11 was all part of the preparation work by the media aimed at this coming election in 2008. Now, meanwhile, Giuliani is maintaining a lavish lifestyle thanks to a constant flow of corporate-sponsored speaking engagements that pay six-figure numbers, $107,000 per speech. High-profile insiders like Bill Clinton and Giuliani have always been given these what I call too-good-to-be-true speaking deals. However, Giuliani is distrusted by the Republican conservative base, and some major Republican Christian right leaders have already committed never to vote for Giuliani. Obviously, his cross-dressing, pro-abortion, anti-gun, and pro-gay agenda have not gone unnoticed, despite the media's attempt to cover those up. Now, the powers that be are really going to have to manipulate the public to get this guy nominated, and even more so to get him elected. But as I've said before, I think the powers that be intend for Giuliani to become the next FDR of World War III, the mother of all terrorism that is on our horizon, probably in the middle to late part of the next decade when Russia and China decide to take out the bully of the world as we continue to intervene around the world in the name of democracy. And it really isn't for democracy. You know, Giuliani comes from the same state, New York, as FDR. He's got the same Democratic affiliation prior to turning Republican. He's now playing the phony Republican conservative deception, just like FDR got elected as a conservative Democrat. He's got the same pompous charisma as FDR, so I see that as what they're really headed for. Now, as backup, in case they can't pull off a Giuliani nomination, they've got Arizona Senator John McCain. McCain's also an insider, though not in the same league as Giuliani. He's just as controlled and just as corrupt, if not more so, than America's mayor. But McCain is vulnerable to establishment control because he has a lot of skeletons in his closet, multiple infidelities, and he collaborated with his North Vietnamese captors, betrayed the POW-MIA movement, and betrayed America's in the anti-torture legislation.
Hold on. We'll be back in just a moment here with Joe Skousen for more of the information from the World Affairs Brief right now.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibility.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Legislation. So I think McCain has lost the race. The other third top-tier candidate is former Governor Mitt Romney. He's running on his own money, although he has raised significant money from corporate contributions himself. but they're not the same corporate contributors that give to Obama, Clinton, and or Hillary Clinton, and Rudolph Giuliani and McCain. So he's running a lot on his own money and his own political wishful thinking. He was not promoted by the establishment into this race, but they will deal with him like they did with Reagan if he happens to sneak through the filtering process. Now, Romney's way ahead of the other wannabe minor politicians in the Republican race, Mike Huckabee, Sam Brownback, Jim Gilmore, Tommy Thompson, Tom Tancredo, because of his well-spoken charisma and media attention. Now, I don't include Ron Paul and those other wannabe candidates simply because he's running purely on principle and has broken out of the minor leagues, in my opinion, even though the media denies him the positive press he would need to gain or to get the unthinking mainstream Republicans to consider him as a viable candidate. But just because Romney's not an insider does not mean he should be trusted. A person who wants too badly to gain office will make way too many compromises in order to please the pollsters, the public, and his establishment advisors, all eager to steer him into the liberal mainstream, as they did when he gained the governorship of liberal Massachusetts. So while Romney is positioning himself more to the right nowadays, his natural Mormon conservative, anti-abortion, anti-gay position, for this run, he's still touting the phony war on terror, and he's ignorantly supporting the war in Iraq with some minor criticism to distinguish himself from Bush. He's filled or surrounded by CFR advisors who clearly keep this wild card politician in their control. So now let me address the breakout threat. While the powers that be have lots of options within these top tier candidates, Plan B, Plan C, etc., their main concern now is the possibility that the internet fervor for Ron Paul could break out into the mainstream and make a major showing in any of the Republican primaries. Now, Ron Paul doesn't have to come even close to winning a primary to break out. If he even polls 10% in any of the early primaries, the media would suddenly be forced to acknowledge him in the air in their polling, putting him in the 1% to 2% range. So that's the major challenge to them. Here's what I think they're planning. They've got two phony conservatives in the wings. One is Newt Gingrich. He's pacing the floor eagerly waiting to see if he can jump into the ring himself. He's got a website and it's big blazing letters about winning back America. He's touting his contract with America again. Everything about his website has to do with promoting himself for president. He's another big ego similar to Bill Clinton. He's immoral and corrupt like Bill Clinton, so we haven't seen the last of this wolf in sheep's clothing either. He has had, however, to put a lot of years between his betrayal of conservatives. When he was his first act as Speaker of the House, he pushed through NAFTA and GATT, which really shocked conservatives because that wasn't even part of the contract with America. And he never did any of that with the contract with America. And his betrayal of his wife on her cancer bed, really has created an atmosphere where he's got to do a lot of homage to get conservatives to try to forget those things. Gingrich, by the way, has never been a true conservative. He was a liberal economics professor in the South who came out of nowhere and launched a conservative political career to capture and divert, in my opinion, conservative dissatisfaction with the Bush New World Order, the first Bush, who had surrounded our government. He's trying to do it again and hoping that Christians have forgotten his previous lying to them. And it seems to be working, as some prominent Christian evangelical leaders have come out in praise of Gingrich's supposed confession of faith and change. He's churning out book after book, trying to woo back the Christian base that he betrayed. His book, Rediscovering God in America, is particularly galling, in my opinion, for its hypocrisy. And Gingrich is jumping on the anti-immigration bandwagon, trying to distinguish himself on the conservative side of the spectrum. Though if elected, I suspect he would surely compromise and sign it as well. He's touting anew, as I said, contract with America. He's got new books. He's put out three new books in the past year, Winning the Future. He's talked about, Rediscovering God in America, a new novel about Pearl Harbor, which I'm not sure what it's about.
Well, we'll be back here in just a moment with Joel Skousen and Newt Gingrich. I will tell you, he's one of the smartest people around, but I wouldn't trust him either. he's certainly a disciple of Alvin and Heidi Toffler. We'll be back in just a moment.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer. But every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two-book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth." I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-pay to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Network, our guest, Joel Skousen. Joel, before we go on, I remember today what I'm supposed to do at this point. I'm supposed to ask you how people can get a copy of the World Affairs Brief and perhaps subscribe to it.
My weekly newsletter, it's an analysis on the news, is showcased on my website, www.worldaffairsbrief.com. And listeners can get a copy of what we're talking about today if they go to the website, and it explains to them how to email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com and request a copy. There is a modest subscription price for the weekly World Affairs Brief, and I encourage people to subscribe, and we offer a free one-time sample of the brief for those that would like to see what the World Affairs Brief does for them. There's lots of free things on the website, of course, including a daily synopsis by my volunteer researchers who put up on the web all the major news stories that have been culled out of the many versions that are available. You get the best and the advantage of having it pre-selected for you. But there's a wide variety of news available and stories to link to, as well as a great deal of material on my website about prior government cover-ups and dirty dealings that help us to understand that we really can't trust government anymore to do what it says. I also have on the left-hand side information about the books that I've written over the past few years about how to prepare for what's coming ahead.
Well, I certainly go to the site every morning and go through it. I look forward every week to Joel's analysis. I certainly recommend it to you. All right. We were talking about Newt Gingrich, weren't we? And we haven't got
right.
to Fred Thompson, but so
right.
why don't we finish yep. up with Newt, and then we'll get to Fred.
Well, I don't think, Newt Gingrich has got the nod yet from the powers that be, but he clearly is running on his own steam, and he is pre-positioning himself for the future. We haven't seen the end of Newt Gingrich yet, unfortunately. He's a very effective chameleon. He's a very effective deceiver. This is a very dangerous person. He is the Bill Clinton of the political right. Now, I believe the more probable candidate to divert the Republican rebels is former Senator and actor Fred Thompson. He's poised to jump into the race and stake down the far-right vote in order to stop the Ron Paul train. Now, while Thompson's recent positions differ little from the mainstream pack of Republican candidates, I think the powers that be are hoping that Thompson's strong and undeserved, I might say, hardline conservative reputation will induce disaffected conservatives to accept him at face value and not look too deep into what he really believes. But for my readers, I showcase a few examples of what he really does believe. You know, the New York Post had a leading story on June 8th claiming that Thompson is polling second to Rudy Giuliani in Florida. And this is typical of media manipulation. There's no way that Thompson would be polling second in Florida. While the Post is backing Giuliani, basically they're hedging their bets by bringing Fred Thompson into the fray as a, quote, principled conservative in case that Giuliani gets axed. But while in Congress, Thompson reportedly, is a good friend of Senator John McCain. The two obviously supported two anti-free market bills, the McCain-Feingold campaign finance reform, which has been a disaster to free speech in America, and the Shays-Meehan bill restricting issue ads. He's also a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, the main think tank behind the idea of a North American Union that would have put us into an EU-like Sovietized tripartite state with a common currency. Thompson also seems to believe in a robust military presence worldwide and advocates continued U.S. involvement in Iraq. So he really isn't anywhere near or close to Ron Paul, but he has this false reputation. As further evidence of Thompson pushing the globalist warmongering agenda, you should have heard him in London this week calling for a blockade of Iran, touting the same thing that Joe Fries on WorldNet Daily, the jihadists, are trying to bring the West to its knees. In reality, they're only really against our interventionist, unconstitutional executive and CIA interference in their own governments. But speaking on foreign policy, Thompson kept emphasizing Iran's nuclear ambitions as a key threat to the West. He said, quote, when the president of Iran shares his nightmare visions before cheering crowds, those are not just a fanatic's version of an empty applause line. These, our only safe assumption is that he really means it. Well, if you discount the fact that there was some major manipulation of the translation to make it appear worse than it really was, Ron Paul had the correct response, and he says, what's the great crime against humanity, Iran claiming to attack Israel or nuking Iran, and killing millions of people in Iran? He says, I fail to see the moral equivalency of one versus the other. Anyway, the big news, Dr. Stan, is the Bloomberg move. This week, billionaire New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg made a strange move by quitting the Republican Party, even though there's no election going on. So why would you go make a big deal out of quitting the Republican Party, switching his affiliation to, quote, independent? Now, I don't think this move has anything to do with killing the Ron Paul fervor. Bloomberg is a pure political chameleon who was a lifelong Democrat before he decided to switch to the Republican Party in order to get in on the coattails of Giuliani as mayor of New York. But I think Bloomberg has been tapped in the same kind of secret deal the establishment made with H. Ross Perot when the powers that be decided that Perot in 1992 needed to launch an independent campaign to draw votes specifically away from President H.W. Bush to ensure a Clinton election. Both, Perot's really a right-winger compared to Bloomberg, if comparison. He wasn't truly a right-winger, but
can only presume that the Bloomberg positioning himself for an independent vote using his own money is designed to drain votes away from Hillary to ensure another Republican victory. In other words, as if Hillary isn't unelectable enough, there might be just enough anti-war sentiment that she could play upon to win, and they've got to make sure she doesn't win. So I think that we've got another independence candidacy, independently financed, that will, in essence, ensure a Republican victory. Apparently, Bush is so unpopular that his continuing warmongering right up through the election will sink any other Republican chances of controlling the presidency, unless the alternative is so bad, i.e. Hillary, and it is combined with an independent candidate siphoning off Republican votes. So I expect him, he would take a strong, left-to-center moderate vote, not moderate, but left-to-center and anti-war vote to distinguish himself from the Republicans. And Hillary, which won't take a real anti-war vote, she'll take the soft version that the Democrats have been parading so far. Anyway, that's how I see the political buildup leading up here to this campaign.
And what do you think is going to happen to Ron Paul? How do you think he'll run?
Well, Ron Paul has been deliberately shunned in the Iowa Republican debate sponsored by the Iowa Christian Alliance and so-called Iowans for Tax Relief. You know, what's really interesting is that this Edward Fehler now, who's the next bad guy, he's being inundated with calls and emails and things calling him a traitor to the Republican cause. How dare him, said one man, to run an organization called for tax relief and exclude the one presidential candidate, possibly the best record on taxation in all American history, someone who favors the abolition of the income tax and the drastic reduction and elimination of nearly all federal taxes. And you call him non-credible? Anyway, this guy, Edward Fehler, really is a sham. He's put himself under the flag of tax relief in order to gain conservative trust, but it turns out that this is the same Edward Fehler who is initially a supporter of George Pataki in New York. He's also a senior advisor on the McCain campaign in Iowa. You know, talk about conflict of interest. Not only is he an advisor to McCain, but he donated $1,250 to the McCain 2008 campaign. This is not an honest broker to be running a debate in Iowa.
Well, I'm not in the least bit surprised. I think they have their people planted every place in every state in every key position. So who could ever expect anything fair to come out of this election?
That's right. Now, I suspect that Ron Paul will be, if he does make a major showing and the powers that be really try to suppress a significant showing, should I say, in the primaries, we're going to see a strong movement to run Dr. Paul as an independent campaign. He doesn't want to do that. He doesn't want to take on a third-party candidacy as he did before, but he might well be induced if there is a popular groundswell for an independent campaign. And that is why I believe they're already pre-positioning Bloomberg to run an independent campaign that will be much bigger finance than Ron Paul to make sure that he is put into Neverland and out to pasture so that no one will see the independent Ron Paul campaign. That's what I think it's going to turn out.
You never give the suckers an even chance, do you?
That's right. That's their strategy.
Right. Very
precise.
I think it's a fascinating appraisal, and I would certainly agree with all of your basic precepts. So let's go on from there.
Okay, let's switch gears and go over to the Middle East. There's a major story developing about the collapse of the Palestinian unity government. You know, none of these unity governments are ever unity governments. They're simply a marriage of convenience for some political advantage. You know, you can't put enemies together to run a government. In this case, it appears from the news reports that Hamas, being the stronger, aggressive, more military one, finally drove out all of the Fatah security forces, which had been claiming to run the security forces with Palestine, restricting Hamas. But I found some very interesting information in the past few days from my sources in Israel that the Fatah fighters in Gaza are up in arms against Abbas and the other Fatah leadership because they claim that they were betrayed, that in fact, that as Hamas was attacking them, They were lured to retreat to a stronghold on the coast, and all their leaders evacuated to the sea and left them hanging out there without any support, without any ammunition. And it is their feeling and my analysis that, in fact, this was a setup that they induced Hamas to strike. They induced the failure of Fatah. They made it impossible for Fatah to defend themselves so that, in fact, Hamas could take over all of Gaza. Now, what does this do? First of all, this separates Mahmoud Abbas's Fatah organization as the good guys from the bad guys, Hamas. It isolates Hamas in Gaza and allows Abbas to suddenly claim that he's free from the pro-terrorist Hamas organization. And sure enough, the United States and the European Union and Israel simultaneously agree to start funding to the tune of millions of dollars the Fatah organization, which is also a terrorist organization. But they're, quote, our terrorists now, not theirs. So it appears that this was an engineered defeat, and this is very typical of the way that they handle things. Now, you have coming out of the woodwork a lot of people in Israel calling for the release from prison of Barghouti as the man that Palestine needs to unify everyone on one leader. Now, he's a terrorist, is in jail because of killing people and murdering people, but he's some kind of folk hero to a lot of the radical people, and he's being touted as someone that can unite the Palestinians. Frankly, I don't think they want the Palestinians united again. I think they want to essentially try to build up the follow-on leader after Yasser Arafat, which is Mahmoud Abbas, and try to give him power, put him up as a partner for Israel. You see, Israel was being really stymied in their ability to sell out Israel's security interests to a Palestinian state. Because of this infighting, of course, pointed out the thing that people have warned about for years, that you can't trust the Palestinians to run anything but a terrorist state, and that the power will always go to the most terrorist organized powers within the Palestinian Authority, which has always happened. Now, with that, of course, now by giving the appearance that you have half or more than half a majority of the Palestinians are okay to deal with, they're peace partners now, and by separating them out from Hamas, you can go forward with the sellout of security interests. And what's more interesting is that you sell them out in the West Bank, which heretofore has been the greatest resistance to giving back territory to the Palestinians. The Gaza Strip was already given away by Ariel Sharon as they drove out by force of arms the Israeli settlers there. So that's already gone. This particular interesting piece of deception still corrals Hamas within Gaza, which is already gone. Doesn't change anything in the situation there, except for the fact that Israel may mount a strike to go in there and try to root out Hamas, which will be a very tough proposition to do, as they're trained like Hezbollah is trained in Lebanon. But what it really does is allow the Israelis to, Prime Minister Olmert, to go forth with a phony peace deal with Abbas, Mahmoud Abbas in the West Bank, so that it can start the sellout of settlements there, and especially the Golan Heights, which is the high ground, which they should never give up, as it is a tremendous military advantage if and when Syria decides to attack Israel again.
All right, well, assuming it is such an unstable peace over there, and it seems that we're constantly funneling money and weapons to the Fatah group, and then all of a sudden Hamas captures all the weapons, and then they're able to kill more people in Fatah, and then we give more weapons to Fatah, and then we try to strike a deal with Hamas, and we're playing both sides against the middle. Who are the Palestinian people?
That's right, and of course the Palestinians continue to descend into abject poverty, and the international community wants it that way. This keeps this thing in constant turmoil. I commented in last week's World Affairs Brief, they made a big issue out of the Lebanon situation where the Lebanese armies had to attack Al-Qaeda al-Islam, another radical terrorist group, holed up in these refugee camps. And what I pointed out was these are not refugee camps. These things are three generations of people who were once refugees that the international community and the Arab have got a conspiracy together. They will never allow these people to be repatriated into any government, but they're not camps. They say the word camps as if these poor people are living out in tents, and they're not. These are cities. These are huge apartment blocks. There isn't a tent to be seen anywhere. These are not camps. These are ghetto-like cities, which people are kept corralled up in there specifically to be an antagonism in the international peace process, to be used as cannon fodder in this process. And it's going to erupt. People are getting more and more fed up with being manipulated by the international community.
Amen to that. And I fear, you know, there's going to be a terrible bloodbath over there in the not-too-distant future. Well, our guest has been Joel Skousen, World Affairs Brief, and we'll be talking to him tomorrow morning on one of our other programs. Joel, thanks very much for being with us, and look forward to having you with us tomorrow.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, that was Joel. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up this program here at Radio Liberty.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book, called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
This is the time I have to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. If you agree with me that we're involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political, ideological, cultural, economic, financial stage, but it still is a spiritual battle, we hope that many of you will decide right now to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And for a suggested gift of at least $20 a month or more, you got our four best tapes of the month, or CDs. You got our monthly newsletter. But more than that, you're helping us as we reach out across America, indeed across the world, with the truth about what's really going on. Now, if you have certainly not read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or seen the DVD, you need to get it, because it'll take you into an understanding of all of the various secret societies that are there working to destroy the fabric of our society. And then, of course, our later presentation, it's only a few months old, The Forbidden Secret. It tells you what that secret is that's been passed down for 5,000 years from the ancient secret societies right up to the more modern ones through the Templars and the Rosicrucians and the Illuminati and, yes, and the Masons and then the New Age and right to the very today. And, of course, you'll see this manifested in Rosa Byrne's presentation, The Secret. It's all basically the same secret. How you could contact the other dimension. That's what it's really all about. The spiritual dimension where the demons dwell. So that's The Forbidden Secret. We have a four-tape set called The Secret Behind the Secret. We think it's very good. I should mention that there is a syllabus that comes with the a DVD on The Forbidden Secret. Then we, of course, have Chris Pinto's excellent award-winning DVDs and The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning and Ripples or Riddles in Stone has recently received a film award from Los Angeles, from the Los Angeles Film Festival. So we recommend both of those. The DVDs, they sold their souls for rock and roll. The 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version. You need to understand the spiritual component to everything going on. If you want to understand how they're out to kill off most of the people on the planet, my talk, None Dare Call It Genocide, it's available on VHS. My talk, Planned Population Reduction, which is on DVD. My talk, Population Control, which is a VHS. And then we have a 4-tape set on population control. We also have an excellent DVD that Dr. David Ayoub made called Mercury, Autism, and the Global Population Control Agenda. And when you get that, you get a CD-ROM that has thousands of pages of government of records and other scientific studies on the toxic effects of mercury and how they're poisoning the minds of our elderly and bringing on Alzheimer's disease, poisoning the minds of our youth and producing the autism spectrum diseases. So that's Mercury, Autism, and the Global Population Agenda, and all these and so much more is available at Radio Liberty. Go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. Call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then if you'd like to get one of our catalogs for long-term food storage or for medical products, I should say health products, give us a call and you hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment for the next hour of Radio Liberty.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to make you realize that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And this afternoon, they're going to be the views of our special guest. His name is Gregory Palast. And hopefully we're going to have him with us here in just a moment. But Gregory is not answering. Well, we're in trouble because my voice is not as strong as it should be. So I'm going to ask if you're out in the listening audience and you'd like to give us a call. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and if you don't call it, it may be a very, very short program because I don't know how long I will be able to talk. But Gregory is a fascinating guest. We talked to him this morning, and hopefully he will be calling in. He is an investigative reporter. He was trained at the University of Chicago under Milton Friedman in economics. And then he went off into some regular scientific work, and then he got into reporting. Now, he is such a controversial reporter that none of the American publications other than Harper's Magazine will carry anything he writes. However, he is published regularly in the British press and by the BBC and other publications over in Great Britain. Because he will tell you what's really going on behind the scenes, and the establishment press doesn't want you to know. In any event, Gregory has written several books. One of them is called The Best Democracy That Money Could Buy. That is the best democracy money could buy. And his most recent book, Armed Madhouse. And we're in the process of hoping that Gregory will be calling in and we can get him on the line. But in the meantime, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 because we really do need a caller. Well, anyway, of course, he's got some excellent points here about how the election was stolen in the year 2000 by George Bush, how the election was stolen again in the year 2004. But we can't let the American people believe that or even understand how the election was stolen because, well, we're supposed to believe we have a democracy here. We do not. During the last election cycle in 2004, we had two members of the same secret society running for the presidency, John Kerry and George Bush, both members of the secret Luciferian Skull and Bone Society, were running for the presidency. And both men were asked by Tim Russert about the organization, and both men gave the same answer: oh, it's too secret even to talk about. And that's true. They would not dare reveal the truth because their loyalty is not to America. It is the globalist dream of an elite who worship a different god. And when George Bush tells you he talks to God on a regular basis, you really have to ask what God is he really talking to. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
This is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
I look forward to it. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this afternoon is to be Gregory Palast, and we'll be talking about his book, Armed Madhouse. That's Armed Madhouse. It was originally published in 2006. You will find it fascinating, entertaining, infuriating. Of course, Gregory talks about how the president, it was in, I think it was April 1st or about there, in 2003, wearing a flight suit, landed on an aircraft carrier, and beneath a big banner that proclaimed "Mission Accomplished," claimed that the war was over in Iraq. We had won the war, and everything was fine. Well, of course, Gregory Palast remarks is, well, he was half right. The mission was accomplished. But, of course, it was not the United States' mission. It was Osama bin Laden's mission. Because Osama bin Laden had demanded that the United States withdraw its troops from Saudi Arabia, to take them away from Medina and Mecca. And that was the whole idea. Osama said, you get your troops out of Saudi Arabia. And just 2 days before that, with very little fanfare, the last American troops had been withdrawn from Saudi Arabia. Mission accomplished. But that's the side of things you'll never understand or you'll never hear in the United States. Osama bin Laden was a creation of the Central Intelligence Agency. They repeatedly had the opportunity to take him out, to have him killed, and time after time, 11 separate times, when they could have removed Osama bin Laden, they did not. Osama bin Laden was not involved in 911, at least according to the FBI. And if you doubt that, you go to the FBI website and you Google in 10 most wanted men, pull up the picture of Osama bin Laden and see what he's wanted for. He is not wanted for the World Trade Center bombing. He's wanted for the bombings in Africa. Is it possible that the Federal Bureau of Investigation is so stupid they do not know that Osama was responsible for 911? Is it the fact that the Bush administration has not told the FBI? Or is it possible that everything we believe is not true? Well, to help clarify that, we have Mr. Greg Palast on the line. Greg, thank you so very much for being with us. Greg, thank you so very much for being with us.
Oh, thank you. Glad to be with you, Doctor.
Well, why don't we sort of pick up the story about some of the major items that you claim we're not being told the truth. What about Iraq? Haven't we been told?
Yeah, well, I have a chapter in our madhouse. I know for those of your listeners, the conspiracy nuts who think that George Bush had a secret plan to invade Iraq before this and grab Iraq oil before the tanks even rolled, you'd be wrong, because he had two plans, and I got both of them. And that's what we discovered at BBC, is the secret plans for the takeover of the oil field. So it was about, so they didn't call it Operation Iraqi Liberation, OIL, for nothing. It was the original name.
Liberation Iraqi Oil, was that it?
Operation Iraqi Liberation, OIL.
Oh, I see. Okay, fine.
And then they changed it. It didn't take long to figure out the joke, and even Karl Rove decided that wasn't going to stand, so they changed it to Operation Iraqi Freedom. Oif.
All right, fine. Well, now, why certainly is oil much more expensive now than it was when George Bush went into the White House? After all, it was about $18 back in 2000. It's $60 to $70 today. I thought they were going to bring the price of oil down.
That's right. Mission accomplished. A lot of people thought, well, and in fact, I kind of was of that school, too. My initial thought was, we're going into Iraq to get their oil. That ain't so. If you look at the documents in our madhouse, which we got from the secret plans for the oil fields of Iraq, I know it sounds very, conspiratorial and very mysterious, but these really are documents marked secret and confidential from inside the State Department and inside the Defense Department, which we obtained at BBC through going undercover. And it's not about bringing back the oil. It's just the opposite. It's about keeping the oil in the ground. It's about making sure we don't get the oil. So it was worse than blood for oil. It's blood for no oil. You have to imagine, oil companies aren't looking for oil. Just like soybean farmers aren't looking for more sources of soybeans. It just brings down the price. What they were concerned with is that not that Saddam would withhold his oil. After all, we're the ones that imposed the limit with the oil for food program. Very little oil for us, very little food for them. And the oil companies liked it that way, and they were afraid that Saddam would actually start selling more oil, that he would be able to break that embargo and sell more oil.
I think the basic elements of economics are so foreign to the average American. If you have a shortage, the price goes up. If you have an abundance, the price goes down. Which do you think the oil companies want? You know the answer. I know the answer. But most Americans don't.
Yeah, and it's not obvious because, see, at first you think, well, we're going to get the oil, and so therefore Bush messed up. No, he didn't. This is mission accomplished. Like you say, when Bill Clinton left office, the price of oil was $18 a barrel. This week, it's about $66 a barrel. You go from $18 a barrel to $66 a barrel. That's mission accomplished. In our madhouse, the chapter is called Trillion Dollar Babies, which is... Which And in last year, the oil majors, the five big oil majors between them, earned $120 billion, which is more money than the auto industry earned since the Model T. So in 1 year, these guys racked up a century of auto industry profits, and they didn't do it by finding oil. They did it by making sure we didn't get the oil. Every time another pipeline blew up in Iraq, Exxon stock went up.
And the average American is totally in the dark. Well, let's get into Karl Rove's plan to steal the election, how it was stolen in the past, and what he plans for 2008. Because you have all the documents. You must have a very good intelligence organization to get all of Karl Rove's correspondence.
Well, I don't have all of it. I have 500 of Rove's missing emails. You know, the emails that he says he can't find because they were in the Republican Party computers, and golly gee, the cleaning lady hit the delete button by accident, and they can't find it. Well, I've got 500. And among those 500 emails are a bunch of them from a guy named Tim Griffin, which is Karl Rove's right-hand man, or was, and they are about something called caging voters. And caging voters is a way to challenge the right of voters to vote. And they were challenging the rights of, we found, at least 70,000 people. The rights of 70,000 voters to vote because they supposedly had suspicious addresses. And you know what the most suspicious address was?
I suppose it was being in an area that was predominantly black and poor.
Well, it was Baghdad.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Seriously, what they did was they started challenging. They took, yes, it was mostly black voters, but they're black voters who were in Baghdad because they were soldiers assigned overseas. So what they did was, you'll love this little trick. They sent letters to soldiers' homes. And if they weren't home at their registered home address in the United States, the letter would come back, returned to sender, because they would say, do not forward. When it came back, they'd say, aha, a fraudulent voter. Well, excuse me, when you have a fraudulent voter, so these guys now, when they sent in their absentee ballots from Baghdad or Germany or any place overseas, their vote would be challenged and would be lost. I don't think many Americans realize that about over 500,000 absentee ballots were challenged and thrown away in the 2004 election. So that's what the game is about. And in fact, today, just a couple of hours ago, the Deputy Attorney General, Gonzalez's deputy, McNulty, was questioned about caging lists by Congressman John Conyers and said, do you have in your briefing book the investigations of Greg Palast? And which was a heck of a question. This was, and the guy was under oath. He said, well, yes, I do. And he said, well, have you read them? He said, well, I've looked at them. And Conyers said, that's not the question. The question was, did you read them? And he says, well, yes, I did. And he said, and so you know about caging. He says, well, I read it. I don't really know about it. He said, have you done anything about it? And he said, well, I didn't think it was important for the hearings about Gonzalez and the firing of the prosecutors. And Conyers said, this is today, that it's not about the firing of the prosecutors. It's about disenfranchising voters, which is a crime. I mean, he's basically saying, imagine Tim Griffin, this guy who wrote these emails, was involved in a ring of Republican honchos committing bank robbery. Wouldn't that interest the Justice Department? So why is this, you know, attacking legal voters any less of a crime that should interest you?
Yeah, well, of course, that was pretty nice that they were bringing your name up there.
I had to pay a fortune to plug the book, though.
Well, actually, your book is very humorous. It's wonderful reading. And if you want to, if you're out there in the listening audience, you want a book that'll make you laugh and then want to cry. Why, this is it. And it's called Armed Madhouse. And, of course, it really goes into it. It was a bestseller. It came out in 2006, and they've re-released it in softback. But an excellent read, and you need to understand the corruption that exists there in Washington, D.C. today. As they frankly steal elections, and of course, nobody does anything about it. Why? because the very people who stole the elections are in positions of power. But it didn't start with the Republicans. It's both political parties. They're both as corrupt as they can be. And that's why they hate Greg, because he comes after both parties. We'll be back in just a moment with our special guest, Greg Palast, who was discussed in the hearings today.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Ted Anderson from Midas. June 21st, 2007, gold 656.10 and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for 677.38, 334.25 for half, 167.13 for quarter. That's 667.38, 334.25 and 167.13. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro, erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S., loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
So these are people that, what, how many trailers are there involved, do you think?
89,000.
And, of course, they would like to bring the trailers in, maybe put them on their own property,
yes,
have some means of some place to live while they clean up their property. But they don't really want them to come back, do they?
No, they don't. Of course not. Because you have to understand, especially, you know, Karl Rove had the problem, the Republican Party had the problem, that Louisiana was a Republican state which had turned Democratic. They elected a Democratic governor and elected a Democratic senator. was all based on the demographics of New Orleans. Once you eliminate New Orleans, the state is basically the Republican Party's electoral problem was just washed away, and now it's considered a solid Republican state after being considered a probable Democratic state.
And so basically what they're trying to do by failing to give these people predominantly black, instead of to go back into New Orleans, they hope just to change the demographics of New Orleans and maybe get them, what, to move on to some other state?
Oh, they do, because what they do is you have to go to these trailers. No one, you have people there now 2 years. It's hopeless, it's helpless. They're near no place where they can get work. This one place near in Cancer Alley, FEMA provides one bus a day which goes to a Walmart and comes back. You know, basically you're kind of a prisoner of Walmart, and so people give up and just they move in with their relatives in Brooklyn or Dallas or Atlanta, and they just disperse and they give up and they lose their homes forever because their homes are worthless, they're filled with toxins, basically Bangladesh has recovered faster from the tsunami than we have recovered from Katrina.
But if there's certain areas,
that's where they want it.
Certainly the white areas have done pretty well, haven't they?
Yeah.
So the white areas are being, they're going and cleaning them up, and the black area, they're just leaving there.
I'd say it's not even so much white and black as it is rich versus working class.
Okay.
The Cajun areas are wiped out, and the black rich areas are doing quite well. And that's when, like you brought up, a lot of this is not even parties. It's class warfare that's going on down there, because the black elite of New Orleans, I mean, now here's something interesting a lot of people don't realize, that New Orleans, to some extent, has been controlled by a black elite which has descended from slaveholders, from the black slaveholders of the pre-Civil War Louisiana. And so you've had this black elite which has joined hand in hand with the white elite, which is very nice to see white and black together, so it's white and black arm in arm against the poor. They don't want the poor people coming back into New Orleans. They just want a nice little boutique tourist city. Of the French Quarter is now, instead of black folk, it's white tourists and Salvadorans. and I'm kidding you not. And so it's like Six Flags over Louisiana. And it's just amazing. I was just down there in one of the blues clubs, one of the great blues clubs down there, which used to be, fairly integrated, but a mostly African-American audience, musicians, was now a totally white club, which, I'm not against white folk, but on the other hand, we are looking at an ethnic cleansing, and it wasn't done by Hurricane Katrina. Katrina does not keep those people out of that city. Katrina's long gone.
You mean we can thank FEMA and the federal intervention?
Yeah, well, the other thing is that, let's also go back to what happened there. One of the things that I bring out in our investigation is we found out that the White House was warned that the levees were 18 inches too low. And I asked the head of the Hurricane Center, when did the White House know this? They said, like, 3 years before the hurricane. And I said, what do you mean the White House? You mean FEMA? They said, no, we contacted the White House because we thought it was so dangerous. And, we needed the Army Corps to come in and raise the levee 18 inches. But of course the Army Corps, they said, when they're busy at the moment, right? They're busy rebuilding bridges in Iraq, blowing them up and rebuilding them again. That's what's going on.
Okay, and so they knew there was a problem, nothing was done about it, but they're not going to tell the American people. They were well aware that this was a disaster waiting to happen.
Yes, exactly, because they knew it was going to happen. I mean, and I was told by the head of the Hurricane Center at Louisiana State University that basically his job was on the line, by even letting me know that he had tipped off the White House to the dangers before the hurricane. And you also have to ask, there's a hurricane, but why did those people drown? And the answer is, because everyone knows that there seems to be no plan to get them out, but what hasn't become public is that there was a plan to get people out. The federal government paid $1 million for it. To contractors whose basically only qualifications for the job was that they'd given massive amount of money to the Republican Party. And and that's what we paid $1 million to these guys. And their entire plan for evacuating the city of New Orleans was get in your car and drive like hell when a hurricane comes. The problem is that 128,000 people in New Orleans had no cars.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here.
Think or swim.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrid wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and you missed, of course, Greg and I talk off the air, and he was saying there were all sorts of plans, and they were good plans, but the White House did not want them implemented, and they knew that people were going to die in New Orleans, and they let it happen. Go right ahead. You're going to make another point?
Yeah, well, so the year before the flood, the White House issued this fancy press release saying we've got these guys working on an evacuation plan for New Orleans because it's so important, it's so dangerous there, and it's going to be headed by a guy named James Lee Witt, who is, in fact, a famous expert on evacuation. But if you talk to Witt, what he says is, I don't know who these contractors are. They just use basically FEMA and the government and their crony contractors used his name on a press release, and he had nothing to do with it at all. So that's how the game is played. That's just New Orleans. So we've already covered from Iraq and the oil to New Orleans. And that's why our Madhouse called From Baghdad to New Orleans, Sordid Secrets and Strange Tales of a White House Gone Wild. And, you know, and then we have, the shoplifting of the election, which is why I kind of added these new chapters in the edition that just came out.
Well, why don't, first of all, you go ahead and tell us how we can get your website or how our listeners can get onto your website and get your information that you offer.
Real easy. Just gregpalast.com, GREGPALAST. Or obviously, because our Madhouse is a big bestseller now, you can get it at almost any bookstore. If you go to the website, you can read up some of these things, and you can actually see a piece of the BBC television film that got me charged by the Department of Homeland Security under the anti-terror laws. You can see what they don't want you to see. Or it's in the new edition of our Madhouse, the added chapter. So you can go right to gregpalast.com and actually click on and watch and listen to those BBC reports that they prefer you not watch.
All right, fine. Well, now, what is this about? Who's afraid of Osama Wolf? What's that all about?
Well, there is a chapter on the war on terror, so-called. And I know that people are rightly concerned about our civil liberties. I'm actually kind of concerned that what we have is the Keystone Cops in charge of keeping us safe. I mean, these are the people. I did a story back in 2000 about how Jeb Bush and Katherine Harris knocked off tens of thousands of black folk off the voter rolls of Florida, calling them felons. The reason I bring this up is that that list, which helped fix the election of 2000, was created by a company called Choice Point. And this, and what you'll see in the chapter, Who's Afraid of Osama Wolf, this same company, Choice Point, was given a nice little reward for fixing Florida for our president and his brother. They were given a no-bid contract to create a massive file system on every living and dead American. Last count, they had 16 billion records. And the big problem with that, Dr. Stanley, is that it's against the law, and the law is the United States Constitution. The Constitution prohibits the government from keeping records on us unless we've committed a crime. And it can keep Social Security records because that's the way to keep track of the money you put in your Social Security account. But they're not allowed to have citizenship files on you and track your movements. That's what this company is doing. And there is no, unless I'm wrong, there's no exception in the United, in the Constitution that says that the Bill of Rights doesn't apply to government contractors. You know, but that's their idea that, okay, we can't keep files on citizens, so we'll just hire someone else to do it. And the problem is the guys who do it keep some pretty funky records, man. There were, you know, remember I was charged as basically under the anti-terror laws. I was afraid I couldn't get home. I couldn't get on a plane to get home. But in fact, I was even more nervous when I was able to get on a plane to get home. And I've been charged, right? The Patriot Act. Yet, in our manuals, you'll see a list of kids who are like 6 and 7 months old who are on the no-fly list because they're obviously a threat to national security.
Well, I think I heard about that no-fly list. They had 14 of the 19 hijackers were on that. 14 of those who died on 9/11 were on that no-fly list. But the interesting thing is that they don't put any of the names of the real terrorists there because we don't want the real terrorists to know that we're tracking them. I mean, this is the most absurd situation in the world.
Well, and the other thing is I talk about, like, one thing that we have that we obtained at BBC, and you'll see a copy of a piece of it, is a document inside the FBI, Mark, the secret and eyes only and confidential. I love all that stuff. Very, you know, very stance-based, and we have a lot of fun getting these documents. But this is a document, Mark, 199I, which means national security. And it is the evidence that the Bush administration and the Bush intelligence operatives would not allow the FBI to investigate the Bin Laden family in the United States before September 11th. And then it's a release saying that they can go ahead on September 13th, 2001, to start questioning the Bin Laden family. But of course, by that time, these birds had flown. And, you know, I'm not saying that Bush knew in advance and that's why he wouldn't allow the FBI to look at the Bin Laden. I mean, because what we were told by FBI agents is that happened because, you know, these were basically, you know, the Bin Laden family and the Bush family go way back as business and political partners. And, you know, they were told, FBI just told them a career ender to go after, you know, Bush's buck buddies.
And so basically, there was an order out, official or unofficial, there would be no questioning of the Bin Laden family before 9-1-1. After 9-1-1, it was all right to question him, but they'd already gone back to Saudi Arabia. Is that about it?
And, yeah, that's, you know, they're given a free pass. And you have to understand, the FBI document says that Abdullah and Omar Bin Laden, two of the Bin Ladens, who were in the United States, were running what they called, quote, a suspected terrorist organization. And believe me, the group that was absolutely a front, is, you know, I mean, they were running a group which had, in, which was known to be using, bringing jihadis into Bosnia, supporting groups that were, that had blown up the Indian parliament. And these are not nice people. Well, there was plenty of hints way before September 11th that, that these guys deserve to be questioned. And by the way, no FBI agent we spoke to said, oh, we could have gotten the bad guys if only we had eliminated the Bill of Rights. They didn't need a change of the law. They didn't need a new bureaucracy for fatherland security. What they did need was for the Bush administration to get their foot off the agent's neck so they can do their work.
Well, I think most Americans have forgotten that in Bosnia, we backed Al-Qaeda. We backed the Islamic terrorists, you know, against the other countries. Same thing over there in Kosovo. I mean, Americans have such a short memory. And why were we backing Al-Qaeda in Bosnia and you know, over there in Kosovo? It really doesn't make sense. But the solution, well, what goes on, just doesn't make any sense if you look at it logically.
Well, it makes sense if the issue is oil, right? Then it makes a lot, then it begins to make a lot of sense. Because we still, it's the issue of, once again, of see no Saudi evil. This is our oil patch, and that's the problem. If Al-Qaeda was, did not come from Saudi Arabia, but came from Argentina or Venezuela, believe me, they would not have gotten the free pass. And as Khalid, you know, Khalid Muhammad, who was Osama bin Laden's actual operations guy, who planned the 9/11 attack.
Okay.
And Khalid Muhammad said, look, the United States backed us when we were killing Russians. Now we just, you know, changed it. We haven't changed our philosophy. You know, so, you know, we didn't mind, like you say, backing these. You know, it's the one thing about terrorists. And you'll see this is another thing in the book. In 1995, there was a meeting between Saudi Arabian billionaires and Al-Qaeda's financial arm, and the Saudis agreed to fund Al-Qaeda. Again, not this, now I want to say that, that they weren't necessarily funding them with the idea that they're going to attack the U.S. They were funding them to attack the, to kind of, promote the Wahhabi fundamentalist fanatic version of Islam. In Asia, in in Afghanistan, Uzbekistan, Kyrgyzstan, and all the stands, as they call them. The problem is when you give terrorists money, they don't necessarily spend it the way you tell them to. You know, like, you know, and some of that money ended up buying flying lessons for people who had no intention of landing. But we couldn't follow that because agents told us again and again, you could not follow the Saudi money trail. If you can't follow the money, you cannot do the investigation.
And of course, the FBI was repeatedly blocked, at every turn from really following the Saudi money trail.
That's right. And including, by the way, one of the most dangerous things that happened was the Saudi Arabian financing of the Islamic bomb, the Pakistan bomb.
All right. Now, you're talking about Dr. Khan there in Pakistan.
I have a whole chapter called The Khan Job. Okay? We had... What the agents told us, in fact, we had a CIA agent, giving up some material to the FBI, to BBC where we work in London, and he kept saying, Khan Labs, I said, what investigations were spiked? He said, Khan Labs. I didn't know Khan Labs. I thought, thinking Connecticut Laboratory. And my producer looking at me like a complete nut. He said, Khan Labs, it's the atomic bomb, right? And back in 2001, BBC reported that Dr. Khan of Pakistan was selling nuclear secrets to around the planet. And then in 2004, when it could no longer be contained and came public, George Bush said, we are shocked that Pakistan was allowing these plans for an atomic bomb to be sold to Libya and North Korea. Well, you know, excuse me, we had that on TV in 2001, and suddenly George Bush is saying he's shocked. Except what we also learned in 2001 is that he told, that his intelligence chief told FBI, CIA, DIA, do not investigate. You may not investigate the Pakistan atomic bomb program, because once again, we back to the backers of that program, the Saudis.
Now, do you think that the Saudis actually have some atom bombs of their own? Yeah, I mean, I've heard that from...
I think that I haven't been able to discover. All I know is that they've been paying to have them made, and obviously in Pakistan, it ended up in Libya, it ended up in North Korea, and as one Muslim friend of mine said, when did the North Koreans become Muslim? You know, supposed to be building an atomic... That's the problem of building with this type of game, because you cannot control it. So, yes, Saudi Arabia buys everything, so why should they have the bombs in their backyard? I mean, you know, it's a matter of whom they own.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about this whole idea of globalization, because, of course, you feel that, we're not being told the truth about globalization, and that Thomas Friedman, who writes about the earth being flat, is not necessarily being entirely forthright. What is the point you're trying to make?
Well, they're telling us the wonders of globalization. The wonders are for whom? You know, you read Thomas Friedman, he talks about that he has this great vision when he's on a golf course in Bangalore, India. Now, I want you to know that I've been to Bangalore, I've been to southern India many times. I didn't even know they had golf courses there. I don't think most Indians know that they have golf courses there. You know, we're talking about globalization means that Americans have to compete against Mexicans. Mexicans have to compete against Americans. Indians compete against Americans. Basically, what they're doing is that they have workers competing against workers, but bosses never compete against bosses. And one of the things I was able to do was get a lot of the secret documents from inside the World Bank. You know, like we talk about secret documents. That's what I do. I'm an old-style, old-fashioned investigative reporter, and I go after the confidential documents for BBC television. And we were able to get all the stuff from inside the World Bank, which are the plans basically to squeeze nations to death. Now, the problem is when nations like Mexico, Argentina, Korea, et cetera, are squeezed, and their populations are left destitute. Now, what they want is your job. Or they get really mad, and then they want your life. So that there's some serious consequences here. As a result, what's happened is that we've had, in Michigan, which is where our auto industry is based, the average family income has declined by $9,000 since Bush has come into office. And I don't want to, by the way, just blame it on Bush. It wasn't Mr. Bush that signed NAFTA, but Mr. Clinton. The average family income of a working class family in America under George Bush in 8 years has declined by $1,900, almost $200 in real terms. So, you know, this has been the consequence of the great wonders of globalization. And, you know, and let's face it, I mean, where is that coming from? We now have, we're worried about buying oil from Saudi Arabia, but we only buy $250 billion in oil a year from Saudi Arabia and the OPEC nations, but we buy more than that. We have a bigger trade deficit with China, which is all, you know, right now there's 700 Walmart manufacturing plants in China. There is zero in the United States.
And I think that's repeatable. There's 700 Walmart manufacturing plants in China, in communist China, none in the United States. And they're using slave labor to produce all those things you can buy so cheap at Walmart.
By the way, Dr. Stanley, do you think that Hillary Clinton is going to complain about Walmart's slave labor operations in China? In case anyone doesn't know this, on the board of directors of Walmart for many years was a lady named Hillary Rodham.
I see.
Now known as Senator Clinton.
Right.
Sam Walton used to call her my little lady. If you're wondering, in other words, what we have here is a bipartisan economic gangbang going on against the average working person. So, you know, so we don't really, in fact, people should think about it this way. We really don't have a massive trade deficit with China. We have a massive trade deficit with Walmart. And Sam's little lady, if she becomes president, hasn't done anything with senator, won't do anything with president to change that. Certainly George Bush or the next Bush or the fourth Bush isn't going to change that either. So we've got a big problem because there is, at this moment, we don't see on the horizon either party standing up for the working person.
And I think
that's right about it.
And people have to understand that globalization is a plan to impoverish the working class. It's not happening by accident. They know what they're doing. We're moving towards a two-class society. The very rich, a massive bureaucracy and a police force and mercenaries who keep the people in line. And then, of course, everybody else impoverished. And the elderly will be impoverished when the currency gets into trouble. The working man will be impoverished. The students won't be able to find jobs. We're in for real bad ride. Our guest has been Gregory Plast. Gregory, hang on for just a minute, and then we'll let you go.
Okay.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is, you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Bye-bye. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and Gregory was talking, obviously, on the cell phone. His father's been very ill down in San Diego, and he was kind enough to come on with us, probably from the hotel room there, or from the hospital room, under any circumstances. I hope that you enjoyed the interview. Well, it was a little hard to hear, but Gregory is an excellent investigative reporter. I feel that he and Seymour Hersh are the two people that I really enjoy reading what they have to say. Both of them you might want to put on the left side of the spectrum, but there really is no right or left, Republican, Democrat, conservative, or liberal. There are only those who are searching for the truth, and those, of course, who want to cover up the truth. Well, of course, we hope many of you understand that nothing is as it appears to be. If you'd like to get into what's really going on, we carry a book called Mind Control, another one called Mass Control, and certainly we have four tape sets on mind control. We have a book called The CIA Doctors, showing how the CIA is actively producing mental illness in people today. They know how to do it. We also have the book called Project Daylily. Goes into the background of how they're creating new and terrible diseases. The book is written by Dr. Garth Nicholson, who is one of the world's leading scientists, and a man I'm very happy to consider a friend. So we hope that you'll want to get some of the material. We hope you'll want to get my talk on Nundar College genocide or planned population reduction, which is basically the same talk, only quite a bit longer. We hope you want to get my talk on population control, our four-tape set on population control, the National Security Study Memorandum 200, which you can pull down off the Internet, but we actually carry that, and we have it nicely bound. The complete text of Dr. David MacArthur's or Donald MacArthur's testimony before the House Appropriations Committee in 1969, when he asked for some $10 million to create a new disease for which there'd be no immune response. And as he said, some people say we shouldn't do it because it's another form of mass killing, and of course killing is being carried out today. We're not talking about imaginary things. We're talking about real things that are really happening in the world. And we want you to get our material. We want you to challenge us. We want you to try to prove it wrong. One of the best talks we have is by Dr. David Ayoub. It's called Mercury, Autism, and the Global Population Agenda. And it comes with a CD-ROM with thousands of pages of documents. We also carry Joyce Riley's DVD. It goes into depleted uranium, and it comes with a CD-ROM that has thousands of pages of government documents about how they're poisoning our servicemen and the people of Iraq today. And people find that so hard to believe. Those things could not really be going on, because if they were, everybody would know. My newspaper would tell me. Rush Limbaugh would tell me. Sean Hannity would tell me. Unless, of course, they're being paid very well not to tell you what's really going on. And I want you to know that nobody pays me. I don't get a salary for what I do. I do what I do because, well, my wife helps me try to get the truth out across America. Do you really care about what sort of country we're going to leave for generations left yet unborn? Well, please go to our website at radioliberty.com. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over...
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
With news from the Information Radio Network, I'm Greg Moore. NASA says the Space Shuttle Atlantis missed both of its windows of opportunity today because of showers near the Kennedy Space Center landing area. It's got five more chances to touch ground in the next 3 days. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says that extending the deployments of current troops in Iraq is a, quote, worst-case scenario. He says he does not expect that to happen, and he hopes to cut the length of deployments from 15 to 12 months. Multiple attacks have claimed at least 15 U.S. troops over the past 3 days. Today, the military announced the deaths of 14 troops. Nine of those soldiers were killed in two.